So, welcome you all to the stable release talk. I think what my intention was to discuss about the topic questions that are open with stable point releases. There's some questions that are obviously open from my point of view, and that is how do we deal with the kernel security updates that have happened in Sarge, but are going up to boot in the last point release, because they need change to the installer, but of course there are a lot of other topics. The second stable release manager, Martin, is also listening to this both via video streaming if it works. And I hope that if he has questions or things to say, then Tolima will do it for him. What I would just start with a very short list of what we are going to discuss about today, besides the kernel update installer, which I will just note down. So if there are more topics, please tell them to me. And if I'm too fast speaking, please say it. So, more topics? Anything that comes to your mind now that you want to speak about it? Otherwise, we'll just start with this obviously large topic. So, do you want to start from, or should I make the introduction of the topic, or from the kernel team, or?
You really have to make the introduction.
What's the issue? I think France could do it better, but I could do it as well. But basically, the installer is part of the CDs. And then if you change the kernel and you update the UTIPs, there's good reason to do so, but we have to rebuild the installer. That's it.
Specifically, if it's an ABI name change, which is what happened here, so the modules are no longer compatible.
So.
Well, you could even leave the old installer UTIPs in stable, but that would mean there is no longer a source version for those UTIPs in stable, which is not something we want to do because of GPL.
And it could be a source keeps there.
That has been suggested, but that gives you name conflicts, so it's not an obvious solution either.
Maybe even could just take the current source packages and upload them as a special package somewhere which ends up anywhere.
Yeah, but that means a longer preparation than we currently have, probably.
Okay.
Also, it has been discussed before, and basically the outcome of those discussions have been we should update the Debian installer when there is a major change in the kernel. Unfortunately, having a name change in the kernel UDEPs means that current Debian installer images may break, some of them. Those that are not self-contained, but download kernel UDEPs from the net as part of the installation. So users will have to be warned about that. The main issue at this point in time is that this is the first time we're going to be doing this, so the infrastructure is not in place. And what we basically needed was some extra scripts in the daily package migration setup on the mirror master to allow us to get kernel UDEPs into stable proposed updates. That should be done now.
It is done now.
Is
I checked yesterday evening.
They actually are in stable proposed updates.
Yes, they are.
Good.
Well, I checked check on the mirrors, I just looked at the keymaster. I'm sorry.
Well, I checked the mirrors later. Which means that we now could start to build Debian installer using stable proposed updates. And then we need to get the porters of the different architectures to also rebuild the kernel UDEPs for their architecture, which is currently, which requires some coordination, but should be able to be done fairly quickly.
Yeah, and I have all machines except for Spark, which you have, and Libsyn 68K.
Okay.
So, and I know the cons are.
Yeah. Okay, that's great.
something else when uploading packages or proposed updates right now, because currently no package is going to propose updates at all. There's not an extra queue, and the basic idea is that the stable release team gets access to the queue and can approve packages or reject them, but the approval or rejection part was not done yet. I hope that this is done this week. But until that, you can upload, but they won't, you won't get them.
Friends, this is the first time you've done this. First time you've done what? Then you can't understand why this is special.
Do an update of Debian install or instable.
Right, without going by testing.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. And why can't we just do it the normal way?
Because it is a stable update.
Oh, instable, right.
Yeah.
It's just the point of it. It doesn't mean we are going via testing.
Yeah.
Right.
And the reason we have not had to do it is because the previous kernel updates have been without ADI changes, which means that the kernel UDEPs were still compatible enough to just ignore it, and
why?
Security issues that were fixed were not that relevant for the installer.
Right.
So we have just skipped that.
We said to bring Sasha 2 out, we said we are just ignoring all the kernel stuff and we'll do it later. And so basically for R3, our only big topic is the kernel changes plus installer, which is large enough.
So that's basically the situation. I don't foresee any major problems. We should be able to build the installer using testing proposed updates. The only problem is that we won't be able to test the installer very much. We will basically only be able to do the builds we use ourselves. And after the release has happened and the UDEPs have migrated to stable proper and the CDs have been built, we can then run a check of the installation from CD.
Yeah, basically, as far as I understand, as far as I guess the situation is stable is, if we do the point release, then we can still test it afterwards to make sure nothing breaks.
Yes.
And it's not so important that we have the installer right at the day of the release.
No. That's correct.
And the old installer, the full CDs will still continue to work.
Yes.
So we can say, okay, we have the point CDs, the new installer image will appear in this week or whatever, and the full CDs will still work, as an upload installer.
Yes. We will have to communicate this very clearly to our users, so I would suggest using Debian Announce for this.
I don't have write access to that, other than when I'm fine.
No, but we have a member from the...
He also doesn't have write access.
We have a relations team here who can kind of push it through.
I can try.
I really think we should use that in announce for this.
And I think it should be the very first part of the release update made.
Yeah. And it should also be in a permanent position on the website.
Yeah.
So we have to make sure of that. I don't expect any problems actually with the installer breaking unexpectedly because of this, because, well, the kernel still is basically the same, the kernel itself has been tested, and nothing major has changed that could be expected to impact the installer. So from that point of view, I don't really expect problems.
One thing you might note is that Moritz and I are working on another kernel update this week in parallel. It's not an API change.
Okay.
But that means there will be yet another kernel image out there when this happens, probably.
Okay. Will that be ready before RC3, or is there targeted for after RC3?
What's the date for RC3?
Well, the date is going to be pushed back because we have not had these kernel UDEPs into stable promotion updates.
Well, I think also finest stable should be ready by end of that.
Okay.
Well, so I think that should be first then.
Yeah. So I think that means that we can use the current I386 kernel UDEP system proposed updates to do the test build of the Debian installer, see how it works. And if the new kernel updates are pushed in, then we should do a rebuild for all architectures including I386 using those new ones, so we can do the port release with the newest script you have. Sounds good to you?
Okay.
One thing I would think is for future API problems that we run into, it would be an idea to put an API version number in the kernel module UDEP. So that basically
they have API number.
So then how come we can't add code to auto detect that your CD is broken, you can't reinstall, so we can at least tell you.
That does happen.
Okay, so yeah. It is clearly already told to the user when they try to do it.
Yeah. If they use an old network image or an old floppy based installation, then they will be told the installer cannot find a kernel UDEP matching the running kernel. Do you want to continue? You're allowed to, but you probably won't ever end up with anything that's remotely useful.
Yeah, I don't know if many users would understand that as much as you need to download a new CD or something.
Perhaps you should change the warning to something like, can't find the kernel UDEP, please check for newer installer.
Yeah. We could possibly do that.
Of course not with direct.
Not for SARS, that's not for Asilo anymore.
We couldn't even do it for SARS.
Yeah, but not for Asilo.
Oh no, we couldn't do it for SARS because it wouldn't really mean translation effects, so that's not good.
But it could be something we do for Edge.
Yeah. Please file a wish list bug report against Alma. Okay. Thank you. There's one other issue with the installer, and that's only relevant for Alpha. If you take the base installer UDEP, which is responsible for installing the kernel into the target system, for Alpha that has the API hard-coded into the code, so it will select only the current stable kernel. So, with the new update, we have to change that to the new API, so it will actually be able to find the kernel to install.
And with PowerPC, it didn't have an API.
Yeah.
When I did this update, I added an API to make the API change. So that would be another.
That's another minor change in kernel Edge, which produces the UDEPs, but it's not an issue.
Okay.
It's just the config file of kernel batch for PowerPC that needs to have the API changes added in line with the kernel naming.
Okay.
So that's just one building kernel groups.
So Franz, one question, how does it work? You are first updating all the UDEPs, and then you are building an update installer that goes into by hand, which is then installed by FTP masters?
Yeah, we have to first get all the UDEPs for all architectures interested in course updates. Then I will do, or Joey will do, a build of Debian installer against table course updates and upload that to stable. That will need by hand processing. Then the auto builders will pick in for the remaining architectures.
Which also will need by hand.
Also will need by hand processing. And basically then you should be ready for the release and moving everything to stable.
Okay, and after doing that, the disk will be built for the new installer.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, very good. Anything more on the DI plus kernel stuff here now? From any of the directly involved parties or from indirectly involved people here?
If there maybe a question. When the current installer on the Oasis installer came on the Sarge CD, I was very frustrated in trying to figure out how to put together a driver update that's like. I had a situation where the installer would not install on a machine that had a different self-bridge than the kernel installer didn't understand. And I couldn't figure out, and I searched and Google and everything else, how to construct the driver update. Driver update is a means to insert drivers, modules, into the installer before it fully boots up, so you can access drives that may not be accessible otherwise.
Well, we had a very good discussion on already. For Sarge it's a bit difficult, but we had yesterday with security and kernel already a discussion on how we could do it better in future. Perhaps if anyone of you wants to say something about it.
So we were to propose yesterday that maybe for Etch we could do something like an etch and a half, where we add an additional kernel about halfway between Etch and Etch plus one, so that we can enable more hardware and do security support for both. Say you talk to the DIT maybe runs about.
Well, we haven't talked about that yet. We talked about it for Sarge some time ago.
About Sarge.
Our only requirement has been always that the kernel team in the security would have to be willing to support such a kernel.
That was what Andy was saying as well. Yeah.
Because otherwise it's just useless to even start thinking about it.
And I've been afraid to support two kernels like we're doing now with Sarge.
Yeah.
But the issue there is that 2.4 is old and nobody's really using it. Mm-hmm. But if we're doing like an etch and a half, where neither kernel is going to be as old as.
Yeah. I say that, but what about like what if a user like I try to install Etch and I find that it doesn't access the hard drive or something? Can I? I need a way to say okay, provide a floppy or a CD and you shove in. And then have it load either UDEV or something like that prior to trying to do the system install.
We do have support for loading drivers from floppy. In two specific particular cases only. I think mainly for network. Interface detection. If no network interface is detected, then it will ask for floppy.
I remember that. Okay.
It may also do the same for hard disk, but I don't think so.
No, it didn't, and I couldn't figure out how to create that floppy or how to create what you need.
Well, it's no use creating floppy if there's no mechanism to read from it. So that would possibly need to be added. And the one objection I have to doing it floppy-based is that less and less machines have floppy disks.
Well, how about a CD?
So you would need either to switch CDs, you would need to be able to do it from USB stick, you would need to be able to download it from the network, maybe you would be able to do it from floppy if you have a floppy.
Right.
So that makes for very complicated code.
Okay, now, how that does it? I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, so far we haven't tackled it. I think we may do it after the kernel team has done the non-free and the firmware split in the kernel packaging.
Okay.
Because at that point we will need to do something with that.
Okay. I guess the best thing is as a vendor just to up, presumably they can produce their own installer CD.
Yes, at the moment the best option for vendors is to create custom images, which for Sarge again is a pain because of the major changes between 2.6.8 kernel, which the Sarge installer was shipped, and the current kernels, which have really caused major rewrites of the installer with regard to hardware detection and so on.
So for what it's worth, the way I do a lot of stuff for the company I work for is I actually start with DI as is, and I rebuilt, my backport patches the current to 2.6.8. Driver updates haven't really been that difficult for us to backport from a recent kernel back to 2.6.8, with a few exceptions. Then I start with that and just do the whole build cycle, like runs and the DI team.
So you cut a whole new install CD?
Well, I don't like build every binary again. I replace the bits that I need replaced.
Right, but you have burned a new CD.
Yes.
Okay, then unfortunately, I have suggested that to my management, and for some reason, and this is a good thing I'm having, I can push back out. My management tells me that when I try to port the driver to make that enable them, they don't want me to cut a new installer CD because they claim that we're not in the installer CD business. They only want to do driver update CDs, that's it, or strictly white paper base.
Well, that's
a good thing for me to push back.
That's a business decision, of course.
Yeah, I know. And now I can push back and see if I can change that business decision.
But we make sure that it's clear that our CD is different. And it, you know, every package in there has a different kernel, your name, kernel has an identifier that says it's up by companies.
Right.
So but our customers are going to come back with the IT with invalid information and kind of confusing bug reports.
Okay.
It is something that has to be done very carefully, and it will build things for everyone, especially the first time.
Maybe I could approach my management and see if they'd be willing to spend my time to help develop some sort of driver update disk type infrastructure.
I think that would be worth discussing.
Okay.
Yes. There have been several discussions, and I'm going back to the progress, but unless you think we're going off topic too much.
I think when it comes to what is this? So we have
this 10:30 now.
Okay, we can take this offline.
I think we should take it
off. We should take it off to London or somewhere else place.
Yeah.
Because if we have more things on stables, like all this current SDI, we could discuss it. We should have some time for it also, I think.
I have one more issue that is kernel related. There are currently two packages in the new queue. One is PCMCIA modules 2.4. The other is the 2.4 S390 kernel. They should really be in state of proposed updates, but because those packages have not been updated since the SARS release in Unstable, they have to go through Unstable and trickle down to...
Are there still in UQ? There's at least a lot of packages from the new queue that were there to, due to a Lisa bug.
Basically,
what's happening is, if you upload security upload to both proposed, proposed updates, or to proposed updates, it detects that this version stable is the same as in testing. It just gives a warning and says, oh, I'm also putting that into testing proposed updates now. At least, and the login to the release files from you said, oh, there's a warning, said it's probably an error, and just said no. Which was then afterwards fixed, but.
Yeah, I still have them here. Endless record modules, I386 and kernel units 2.4, 27, SV90, targeted proposed updates.
So,
I'll make sure what needs to be done. Ah yeah, so a target proposed update, but if the same version is in SARS and in testing, or is SARS in Edge and unstable, if it's targeted proposed update, it might still go to everything. I'll check it. What's actually in the changes file, make sure that we get some results and get back to you or to back to line. Or
but it still means, I guess, that there should be an upload to unstable as well.
Or what if we remove those packages from unstable? Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. And as
it sounds like that's what you
think. And basically, I think for Edge, the question is if we still need 2.4 kernels or not.
Yeah. Well, so far I believe it's no. I don't think anybody's come back and said yes. We will. I'm willing to do all the security support for 2.4. So nobody has said that. So I think they're going to be gone.
I have suggest to the release managers fairly recently to make a hard decision on that and start acting on it very soon, because that will make things clear for everybody, packager that's involved that still has 2.4 related packages, driver modules.
I think I'll make sure that we have a decision before we do our talk on Thursday.
Yeah, Holger is the person here that's been most pushing to continue with him.
Yes,
I think he's okay with him going away.
Yeah. But probably we should finish off, perhaps just make a meeting with Holger and perhaps you and you or so and discuss better what we do.
Yeah. Joey has been advocating to keep him as well, but he's not really offered to do the help.
Right.
So. Yeah, I will check and we'll do a decision on that, yes.
Well, I think our what we decided was that there's no reason to preclude users from running 2.4.
Mm-hmm.
We need to and doing their own Supreme maintenance. We don't want to break that.
I think that has already been decided that the user should be able to work with 2.4.
Yeah. Well, we have discussed this fairly briefly yesterday during the BI talk as well. I think the remark that Ben did was, well, people can always download 2.4 from kernel headquarters and build it from there.
Yeah, as long as it works with GNAME.
Are we going to use 2.4 installation media or not? Because I have machines that are...
If there is no 2.4 kernel in Edge, then we won't, obviously.
Okay. So I have machines that are currently installed in 2.6.
Have you been working on getting the bugs fixed in 2.6.8 in 2.6 kernels?
Of course.
Because there must be a reason why you're still running 2.4. That must be because the 2.6 kernels don't work for you.
They work for me after original compilation, so the installation doesn't work.
Okay.
I don't know how to fix that, because I haven't quite narrowed down the tweak in the many changes that I did. I will do a blind extension.
Well, that's something to work on then.
It is. It is something to work on, I know.
No.
But it's also something that it works the way I did it, so I have no great pressure to fix it. But if 2.4 is going away, I'll fix it.
In that respect, the AI can only support what the distribution supports, so
is someone actually going to actively check that things do work if you install a 2.4 kernel? Because if your dependency is on UDEV and so on, then...
Basically, we've had installer images with 2.6.14 to 16 for the past half year.
Yeah.
So if people haven't been trying them for their hardware,
you said you want it to be supported, that users can download 2.4 themselves.
After installing the 2.6.
So is someone checking that this does work, despite dependency, despite the
differences? You can download and compile
2.2
kernels on SID, and they will install, and if you want all...
But do you end up removing half the distribution once you don't have UDEV?
You can build and run 2.2 kernels as long as you've got hardware support on SID.
And you have to realize
the kernel package, the main KPKJ, still supports 2.2, and I tested it in March. So as of March,
I wasn't really worried about low level stuff, but it's just if there's assumptions in like GNOME and so on.
Basically, I think you're lying, but. I would say a typical QA task where we need. Yes, I think we should note that as an open issue. How can we test it? But it's not too important either.
Yeah.
It's not really an issue because so far we have had 2.4 support in the store and we have tested that you end up with working installation. So there's not real problem. The only thing a user has to realize is that if he does it, UDEV won't run anymore. So he will need some other form of hardware detection installed. So he will need to install either Discover or...
Maybe it's something that should just be in the release notes.
Definitely.
Somewhere to
just file a bucket for.
We definitely need help for this release with the release notes because it's going to be quite a complex story for users.
One thing about what you're saying, Thomas, well, you can still build and compile and install and with the 2.2 kernel. GLibc has moved to 2.4 as the minimum version, so you're not going to be able to run many binaries on the system. And as time goes forward, you'll be able to run pretty much nothing.
In fact, I talked to Gotu Masanori a couple weeks ago, joined GLibc maintainers, and he's saying that the current upstream GLibc has dropped to 2.2 support or 2.4 support running.
Well, I'm
so
I was testing on an potato machine. But it was built on a SID machine.
Yeah, but I think
rebooted into potato.
I think the GLibc SID issue is really something that will break 2.4 support sooner or later. I don't expect it will break for Edge, but probably for Edge plus one.
Yeah, when I was talking to him, his concern was he would really like to update for Edge, but it doesn't sound like we'll be able to.
If I remember correctly, and the code was offered to maintain records of MQTL for support.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Then we can keep it up. But of course, there will be a data which just stop 2.4 support. Like, I don't think that the support running won't see something colored on the on SIP anymore. Yes, so
the main impact of dropping 2.4 will probably be for M68K.
Then we still have even 2.2 kernels in the archive.
Yes. So they may have to either drop some sub-architectures, or they will have to work very hard to get remaining issues resolved. I think all other architectures are about ready to make the switch to 2.6, or have already done it. The only remaining ones are the MIPS architectures and M68K.
As a step, at current status now, I don't really care very much about M68K. It's not really scary anyways.
No. And S390 is also almost ready to switch.
Oh, okay. Yes, it's also not the release candidate. But I hope that this changes, or I have good hope that this changes. That with this M68K, I currently don't see it for it.
Well, it's important for the installer anyway. For the installer, they have to make the switch before the release if they want to be able to do anything.
Yeah. We will see. Another thing that we need to discuss about stable point releases or stable release management now. Of course, for the large edge releasing, we have to talk, last discussion on Thursday, and make sure that we have a lot of discussion time. So, something you want to about stable point releases?
Well, are there any questions or concerns about the possible like edge and a half type kernel update? Does anybody? I mean, there'll be a lot of technical issues to do that later.
Can you elucidate what you mean by edge and a half?
Well, we're just calling it, we're just making that term up. But what we mean is a stable kernel update that takes us from, say, 2.6.16 to whatever is current, halfway between edge and edge plus one.
I thought we were not on a support anything but 2.6.16.
That's what we're discussing. At the time of release, we won't.
But post that, we might move off 2.6.16?
No.
No, in addition to 2.6.16, add another one.
Well, it depends a bit on where 2.6.16 is going, I think. If 2.6.16 gets all the ground from the backports, then you could just do a 2.6.16 upgrade.
Yeah,
since it also depends on the way the updates are done. Because Adrian said that he doesn't really mind about breaking ABI compatibility, which is something well, I'm not too happy about.
Why? If there's a security update.
Yeah, if it's a required, yes. Because well, he doesn't mind to break existing kernel modules for new features. That's something else than a security update. Security, yes, definitely. And probably it's a real binary only drivers like, let's say, something like VMware still works even after the ABI change. But if you say maybe it's just changing internal kernel interface because it works better that way, or it's easier to backport drivers, then that might not be the case. But of course, that's now not really something decided. It's just a case that might happen. And I think we just need to review the changes there, so yeah, we are there. Then we can say, okay, is the change okay or not? And then we can say, do we rather need another kernel or not?
Yeah.
Well, I think the SC Linux constituency representative, we would like to have 2.6.18.
Uh-huh.
Because there are changes that are scheduled going forward in 17 and 18 that will make it possible to deploy the build in really hardcore security environments, multi-level security changes and so on. So there is at least one constituency that would like to have support for the latest kernel out there from the Debian kernel team. I don't know how it impacted the Debian installer except for maybe
HPS. Well, the way that impact Debian installer is that if we have to wait until 2.6.18, then we cannot.
No, you. This is. I'm not going to push for that for Edge. Because we don't have the support for that kind of security in Debian yet anyway. So this is for X plus 1, but he asked about if you're going to do something about X in a path. Yes, there is at least one set of people who would love to have the
If you don't have the rest of the support in that you're instable at that time, then do you, is, does it make sense to have to
I don't want to push it for edge because I want to freeze things by end of June. So I don't think I can do it between here and end of June. Between now and December, the packages that I'm talking about that I have to update, they won't be frozen until late, you know, late in the fall. So
late in the fall?
What I'm talking about is release in December.
So, the way I see the timeline is, I want to get the base,
the basic functionality that's needed for the installer. I want it working at the end of June.
Yes.
I wouldn't have the multi-level security working until then, so it's not going to be in Debian installer.
So when will you have that?
I think I will have that working, I hope, by July or August time.
Yeah, but answer,
I don't want
to basically, my understanding currently, since these are a little optional part, so
yes.
From the archive point of view, something like optional or extra. So you could ask them very late, and if they work, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, it's not really broken. It doesn't break the system.
And it will be a bug fix.
And then also, if you say, okay, we need to update the SA Linux policy because this and that is broken, it might be possible to even do it in the pointer release later. Because they are not in the core part of the system.
No, my question was, if it's going to be after December, there's no point in discussing
It's not going to be after December, because 2618, I hope, will be out before December.
Yeah, but it's the kernel for Edge will be, needs to be not only decided, but installed mid of July, because if you want to make a DI release candidate, just probably say DI release for Edge in the beginning of August, there's no much point in doing it later.
Yeah. No, that's right. Although, given the schedule, I think we can do one or maybe even two 2.6.16 updates after that. Because rebuilds of the AI from that kernel are much easier now that we don't have to wait for the individual builds of the kernels. We just have to coordinate with the porters to do the unit builds quickly. And I think we do have the
operation. Is that true for all kernel updates or only for updates in one kernel series like 2.6.16?
Yes, the last.
Okay.
Can I explain a little bit more about what I think the misunderstanding between us is? Even though the official kernel will be 2.6.16 for Edge, Debian installer will be 2.6.16. As well. 2.6.18 will be out before we release Edge. I read our timeline and my feeling is after reading LTML. If 2.6.18 is out, the extra and the optional packages that support SE Linux in Edge will support 2.6.18.
Well, I understand that. Yeah.
So, which is why if the kernel team, after we release Edge, officially releases 2.6.18, then the security users don't have to go off on their own and compile their own kernels. So that's what I was trying to do.
Okay. So I was just notified now by the heads of this event that I should just come to an end soon. I also think we have done lots of important stuff, so it was mostly about the kernel, but obviously the other thing was really interesting to most of the users, or is it? Otherwise, I would just say thank you to you all. Okay, Franz has a line of kind words.
We will need to talk about a new kernel because it does have implications for the installer.
Certainly, I haven't even talked to the kernel. This was late last night when we talked about it. The kernel team is not in agreement
okay.
to do it.
Because you would also need to see, okay, what are your meta packages going to refer to? Are they going to refer to 2.6.16 or 2.6.18?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, the install installs the meta packages, so the user will end up with whatever game point to.
We have some discussion.
One question for us about that. Would it be possible to make, if we do a newer kernel, we need to build the Debian installer also to get used to the kernel still installation. So if we do that, could we say, please don't install this meta package but another meta package? Or would that be too much?
No, before? You have to, basically if you want something else than what the current meta package points to, you have to do a medium or low priority installer. So you have to do an expert installer.
But if you rebuild the installer, could we change it so we can install another meta package? Or is it too much work?
Depends on the naming of the meta package.
What else means?
Something I was thinking.
It's not very nice.
Something I was thinking about was the way we do like 2.6 and 2.4 today. That we, when we roll the eye, if we do this in the future.
Well, the problem is that the kernel major is not going to change, and we currently use the kernel major to decide on the meta package.
I suspect that if we do this, the kernel major would change, or the API would change. Oh, I see what you're saying, kernel 2.6.
What we decide a bit is to make a meta package that just says, okay, this is now the current kernel and edge, or the current kernel edge plus one, edge plus a half, and this package is replaced by the additional package after the edge plus one release, so that the users will get upgrades the kernel with the next disk upgrade after edge.
But we said in the old installer, the default installer was the 2.4 kernel, but if we had F3, you want the 2.6.8.
But they had separate majors, so they, the so that was the
yeah.
So
we based that decision on majors. We would do a consistent installation. If you boot with 2.4, we would install 2.4. If you boot 2.6, we would install 2.6.
Okay.
To extend that to a minor, it's going to break things horribly, especially in a stable, because there are just too many updates of miners.
Are you looking? Are you wedded to that a digit dot digit, or can we have a better package called install for edge?
That's
what I have to do, just to say kernel 2.6 edge.
No, just say Linux image edge.
Whatever. I don't mind about names as long as it's useful.
Yeah. We are of course willing to think about it, but it's not something I can just.
The question was just, is it easy to say, 5 minutes time? We could say, but if it's more, then of course we have to discuss first. Okay, but then I think we should now finish with that, because I also see more and more signs and I get nervous. So we finished. Thank you all for coming. It was a good discussion we had. And yeah, let's work on it.